It was a night full of anxiety and uncertainty, but the men and women gathered at the Missouri Farm Bureau Center in Jefferson City were relieved to see their hard work pay off. Missouri voters passed Amendment 1, which has come to be known as the right to farm, over the past few months. In an election that totaled nearly 1 million votes, Amendment 1 passed by just 2,500. Missouri Farm Bureau President Blake Hurst was a proponent of the amendment, and he said he wouldn't be surprised if the narrow margin of victory is cause for a recount.
So we'll see what happens. The Secretary of State will make that call, and we'll look forward to the results, whatever they are, but I'm fully confident that the vote will stand.
The Director of Communications for the Missouri Secretary of State's office, Laura Swinford, says her office has until August 26th to certify the election results.
A recount has to be requested, and that recount, if it's requested, we need to receive that request within 7 days of the certification of the election.
Any Missouri voter can request a recount. The amendment states it will, quote, ensure that the rights of Missouri citizens to engage in agricultural production and ranching practices shall not be infringed. Opponents of the amendment, such as small farmer Jake Davis, were concerned about what they considered vague language used in the law itself and the possibility that the language could lead to litigation.
I suppose they caught us, you know, off guard a little bit on this issue, but we definitely see that that we can do more and that we have an eclectic group of people interested, and I think that those people are now motivated.
Hurst says he looks to North Dakota, which passed a similar constitutional amendment 2 years ago, for precedent.
And we actually called up and inquired of farmers in North Dakota, farm leaders in North Dakota, and said, what have you seen? Have you seen an increase in litigation? And the answer is not a single case has been litigated in the 2 years since they passed theirs. I fully expect that's what will happen here in Missouri as well.
After a long night of waiting and nearly a million votes, the right to farm passed in Missouri by the slimmest of margins, at least for now. Brandon Kiley, KBIA News.